This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Syria has long offered an open door to their neighbors in Iraq who want to flee the war. It's the only country to allow Iraqis in without a visa. More than 1.5 million refugees have taken advantage of that. But the numbers have placed huge burdens on Syria's economy and its social structure. So Syria is about to change the policy. Next week, visas will be required, as NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Damascus.
The scale of the refugee crisis is evident at this warehouse east of Damascus. Despite claims the security situation in Iraq is improving, Iraqis here tell a different story. For the United Nations, this is the largest refugee operation in the world. 600 are processed each day, and the number of applicants is rising. Syria's new policy to require visas goes into effect next week. Some online are new arrivals who wanted to reach this safe haven before the deadline, says Dalia Al-Ache, an information officer with the UN.
I know that all the Iraqis are very anxious. They don't know what is the guarantee they will have. So we cannot guarantee anything yet.
But even this uncertainty is better than Iraq for Naji Mohammed Jassim. Grief-stricken, he carries with him death certificates for six of his family, murdered by the militias, he says, in Baghdad.
My brother and four, my uncle.
Another online is Ahmed. He wouldn't give his last name. He arrived from Baghdad 2 weeks ago. His wife, a doctor, was shot and killed as she left her clinic, leaving him with two young children to care for on his own.
I suffer from bad conditions because I lost my my job, and I lost my wife, and I lost my family and my house. All these bad conditions. This is a last chance for you, and maybe.
They are here to tell their stories to the 45 UN clerks who translate the accounts into English and then onto the UN's official forms. Dalia Al-Ache is visibly disturbed when she recounts today's worst case, an Iraqi woman who fled the country after being repeatedly raped.
I felt first angry, and I felt very sad. I mean, already her country is being violated, her country is being torn, and she has been violated in her intimacy, and not only one time, but 80 times by different people. And just next to her husband.
Iraqis are wary of reporters, cautious when allowing a sound recording. And for this family, no photographs, please. Sibylla Wilkes, a UN official, says it has been dangerous to reveal too many details.
Families have been held for ransom in Iraq, and in the worst cases, they've been murdered. And within days of the reports appearing on the internet, in magazines, on the news.
With this high level of danger, UN officials have urged Syria to add a humanitarian visa to the policy. Under the new decree, business and student visas are offered. Iraqis can only apply at the Syrian embassy in Baghdad. But Said Haki, head of the Iraqi Red Crescent Society, says there is no access to the embassy there. The Baghdad neighborhood Mansour, where the embassy is located, is controlled by al-Qaeda in Mesopotamia. Too dangerous for Iraqis to get there.
Well, I don't know what you call a visa. This is not a visa. This is catch-22. Literally, that means they close the border.
And that has set off a reaction in Baghdad, says Haki.
Iraqis are booking their flights like a panic disorder before the deadline. And even then, they'll only have 3 months' stay in Syria. That means in about 4 months' time, they're illegal.
In this neighborhood in the Syrian capital, Iraqis fear they could be sent back to Iraq, even though Syrian officials have given assurances they will not force refugees already here to leave. A young Iraqi who says his name is Adam has just arrived from Basra.
Are more Iraqis coming now because they try to get here?
Yeah. Every day, more than 100% killed. And the situation in Iraq is very bad.
Syria has done more than any other country to offer Iraqis a safe haven. But the price has been high, $1 billion a year, say officials, and with little financial assistance from the international community, Syria is closing the last door out of Iraq. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Damascus.